This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of the week where we welcome back Russ Collins. He is Executive Director of the Michigan and the State Theater in Ann Arbor, and he has been our co-host on Cinema Chat for the past 26 years. Russ, it's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to be back on the air with you after a week off, with some really good news to share.
And I can't wait for you to share it publicly. It appears that movies are in our future.
That's right. Well, we've been doing virtual movies on the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and we will continue to do that. But we're happy to say that Governor Whitmer is allowing theaters to open, although in a very constrained manner. So opening a week from Friday on October the 9th, the State Theater will open, and then subsequently on Sunday, the 11th, the Michigan Theater will open. Now, we're only going to be open on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays. And the reason that we're going to be open those 4 days is obviously Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the weekend. And then Tuesday has traditionally been our typical member day. But by being open 4 days a week, we've got 3 days a week to do extra cleaning. We've got an opportunity to have a smaller staff at this time when people are a little bit slow to go into theaters. But we've got lots of protocols that we've put in place. We've done a tremendous amount of cleaning. We've got plexiglass guards between all the points of sales. We're going to have everybody wear masks. When they come to the movies, we're not going to, at least for the first couple weeks, sell concessions until after the movie's on. We're going to have 100% outside air brought into the theater. And all of these things are done to make the customers that come to the State and Michigan Theater safe, as well as to make the staff safe, because safety is a key point. We think it's very important that we've worked to be the safest theaters in the state of Michigan, maybe the country. But we've put a lot of thought and effort into how we're going to social distance people, how we're going to get people in and out. We have a special software program that will allow you to buy tickets together with your pod, your husband, your wife, your family, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and so you can sit together. But as soon as you buy your tickets, all of the seats around you are cleared so that there's a safe social distancing between the groups, whether it be one person or two people or four people, so that they definitely can sit together as a couple, as a family, as a pod of safety friends. The other people that are at the movie are going to be cleared out around you. Now, seating's going to be very limited. Initially, we're only going to let a couple hundred people into the Michigan Theater at the most. However, most theaters are only going to have 20 or 10 or 15 seats available to sell so that we can provide that proper amount of social distancing. And we're really excited about the lineup of films that we're going to have at the State and Michigan Theater. We've got I think they're really, really great films.
Well, I am so glad to hear that they're reopening, and it's been a long time coming. Is there a sense of relief among Michigan and State Theater staff and, of course, you and the Michigan Theater Board?
Well, absolutely. We're very happy to be welcoming the community back into the theaters. That's why they were built. That's why they were saved. That is the mission of our organizations, to do great films, to do great performing arts events, to create that public setting so that you can get in there with your friends, with your neighbors, with community members, to sit in a darkened room full of passionate people who love what it is that they're coming to see is a very special experience. What we found with virtual cinema is that there isn't a lot of business in that. We were very happy to do it. We had some interesting and diverse films, and we'll continue to do virtual cinema for folks that are anxious about going out in public. But we're very excited to be able to assemble people so that they can see each other, they can hear each other, They can have a communal experience, a public experience of being together and experiencing something very, very special, which is why theaters exist. And, you know, the business, we found the business and for virtual stuff is not very good. That's not the role that we play in the community.
Right.
There's a lot of folks that offer, you know, television, virtual experiences, things that you can do at home. And we were very happy to offer a unique set of those things, but we were competing with Amazon and Netflix and cable television and HBO and all of those people that have been working for years and years and years on their business model, which is to provide great things that you can experience at home. But just like you can cook at home, just like you can do many, many things at home, a lot of times it's just great to get out of the house, to go to a restaurant, to go to a bowling alley, to go out and walk down the street and see your friends and neighbors and fellow citizens on the street and just bump into folks and know that that you're having a social experience that is really part of the human experience. It's part of human nature. A lot of people need that, and so we're very, very happy to do that. And it's a, you know, it's a way, it's a different way and a profound way to experience things. You can listen to any of your favorite musicians on WEMU or on a CD or streaming on your phone or on your fancy audio system. But actually going to a concert is such a different and profound experience to share with a bunch of lovers of the jazz or the folk or the classical or the rock and roll or the rap audience that you're sitting there with and know that you've got a kinship with other human beings. And that's what going out is, and that's what we're very, very excited to do. Now, again, it's going to be a constrained reality, which we need to do for safety reasons. So consequently, the profitability of opening the theater is almost non-existent. But providing that experience in a safe environment is going to be our key objective. And we put a lot of resources and thought and careful planning to be able to execute that. And the films that we're doing, we're going to open up our premiere reopening film is an Aaron Sorkin film that stars Sacha Baron Cohen, Eddie Redmayne, J.C. McKenzie, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and a whole bunch of really, really great actors. It's Trial of the Chicago Seven. It's about the trial of those 60s radicals that demonstrated at the Democratic National Convention. The reviews on this film has been excellent. Aaron Sorkin has done a great job of capturing the chaos, the vibe, and the youthful energy of Abby Hoffman and Tom Hayden, University of Michigan student at the time and a graduate.
He was editor of the Michigan Daily.
That's right, and who was such an important part of our part of the world. Yaya Yadul Mateen the second is playing Bobby Seale. Frank Langella is playing the Judge Hoffman, whose name literally is the same as Abby Hoffman's last name, which that was a kind of deep irony at the time. And there's a clear overlap in the way that Aaron Sorkin put the script and directed the film between what went on in Chicago in 1968 and those protests where passionate youth were trying to get their point across with the Black Lives Matter protests that are happening now. People that are challenging the dominant paradigm, that are using chaos to a certain degree to get their message across. And, you know, the message that's coming across in this this movie is that sometimes you need both. You need both the thoughtful, careful explanation of the social injustices that are out there and a little bit of disruption, too, to get the point across. So this is a brilliant script that we're very excited to present. The Trial of the Chicago Seven is going to open up a week from Friday and play Friday and Saturday. on Sunday at the Michigan Theater. We're going to have The Personal History of David Copperfield, which is an adaptation that features Dev Patel on the Charles Dickens story, and it's really great, and it's got wonderful reviews, very, very clever. Mr. Iannucci was the director and has put a really great and well-reviewed film. And then another film we're showing at the Michigan is the 40-year-old version about an African-American playwright who's just not making a success. She decides to become a rap artist, and it really changes her life, and it's a very, very compelling film direct from Sundance.
Lot to see, and again, congratulations on the opening of the Michigan and State Theaters beginning next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.
See you soon, live from the State and Michigan Theater. Ta-ta!